Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to Poor Quality. Trent forgot to record his intro this week, and as you know, the host always records the intro to our show. Oh, wait. What's that? Who's that at the door? Click, click. Oh, door sound. Oh, hey, Trent. Come on in. Let's just record the intro for me. Doop-a-doop-a-doo.
Hey, I'm Trent. Welcome to Poor Quality. Show friends beer drink. Let's see what we're drinking.
Really good, Trent. That was really good. Great intro. So proud of you. I'm so proud. And we're back. We're in here.
We're off to the races.
17.
At 17 years old.
Matt, your man bun looks good.
Thanks.
It's full.
I just wanted everybody who's listening to know that you were A, having a man bun moment, and B, that I appreciated it.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say, though my fiance is going to fly down now and cut it off because she hates man buns.
Ooh. More Hannah, if you're listening, he's not actually wearing a man bun. I'm just seeing things.
It was all a prank.
And I've got a mohawk.
He's got a cool thing on his headphones that makes it look like he's got a man bun.
Imagine the advertising for those headphones.
Be the douchiest person on campus.
Yeah.
Available now.
One of those goober.
Fantastic. Chris, you're still muted.
Yeah, that's true. While Chris figures out his audio issues, welcome, Chris.
Guys, it took us over a minute to figure out that Chris was muted.
I mean, I wasn't saying anything anyway.
Well, we missed you. If that means anything, do you?
Well, thanks.
Okay, fine, Chris, whatever. This is episode 17. Welcome. This is Poor Quality already. And why I am here with my boys tonight. My name is Trent Safford. I'm going to kick things off this evening. So here's the prompt for you boys, and I'm actually going to open this beer up while I describe what you're going to describe your beer as. And that is, if your beer was a hobby / and or pastime, what would it be?
Okay.
So I'm gonna quick
hobby or pastime.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. So I'm drinking the Uinta Golden Ale from Salt Lake City, Utah. They make the Hop Nosh, if you're familiar with that from the show. And I'll show you guys. It's got some like people sitting by a lovely mountainscape with some backpacks, like they're doing a little
very
hike.
Very nice.
Yeah, and it is like a nice summer, crisp, refreshing beer. So I would say hiking, going out for a hike, which we've done together. And Zach, I know you've done some hiking as well. And it's just a good, refreshing way to clear your mind. And that's what this beer reminds me of. So
very nice.
I will throw it to Chris.
A hobby or pastime?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What are you drinking?
It is a Blue Pants from Madison, Alabama, chocolate oatmeal porter.
All right.
Better than brown pants.
And it has some blue pants on the label.
Oh, nice.
I guess this is a hobby. It's not a hobby I've ever had, but I was randomly at a toy store the other day and saw that they had this whole section dedicated to model trains, and I guess this would remind me of model training for some reason, because I don't know, it's pretty heavy and pretty I don't know, pretty bitter, and it kind of reminds me of like the smell of just like paints and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a horrible description, but like there are all the paints for the model trains and the little.
No, I like it.
People who get into that get really into that, and it's super cool when they do.
Yeah,
I went from Thomas trains. I don't know if you guys had the real like wooden Thomas trains.
I wish I did.
I don't know. I mean, my parents, I don't know if they got them from someone else or something, but I had just so many, and I would line the entire living room with all of these interconnecting and weaving Thomas trains. And I eventually, at one point, my dad got me a electric train set, which was a lot of fun for about 15 days, and then it broke, I think.
Yep.
But yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool at the time.
I missed that because I had to go get rid of all the rattle balls that were in my studio. Just wanted to get that out of the way now, because he found them, didn't you? You sure did.
Paco's got a nose for that kind of thing.
He does. He's got a nose for mischief.
He was like, you know what? I was just sleeping. I heard they're doing the podcast, though. Time to play.
Yeah. That's him.
Hey, Zach, what are you drinking?
I am drinking another Point Session Pale Ale. I don't know if I'm allowed to drink the same beer.
You're allowed to drink that same beer.
Okay.
That's the one beer.
The only one beer.
Well, I bought a six pack and Lita and I are budgeting, so
I respect that.
Had to finish the six pack.
You know what? That's fair.
But this is the last one. It's not like I'm going to be drinking this beer for the next 6 weeks.
Catch us next week where I'm drinking another Point Session Pale Ale.
It's either liquor or Point Session Pale Ale.
Or both.
Why not both?
Why not both?
You know, for those listening at home, I just held up a glass of liquor. Oh. It's also at my table. Anyways, this is a nice, bright, springy, like summery beer. Crisp flavor and smooth finish is what it says on the bottle. So I'm thinking like floating down the river. On either a tube or a canoe or something that floats, like just hanging out in the sun, sipping on some beer and chatting with your friends.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
People who can have it.
That would be my preferred hobby.
I mean, that's always been my favorite part of the water park is the lazy river. Mm. I don't know about anybody else, but... Other than the cold water, if we could have like a hot tub, lazy hot tub river with and catered.
Fall asleep.
With like a couple exciting spots that you like.
With a couple, some white water rapids just to, you know.
And some parts where it gets really, really hot, so you got to kind of position yourself on top of the tube.
Ooh. Ouchie.
Careful.
My bum.
Just enough stuff to encourage some of like the lazy people or the kids who like just run around and mess it.
Sure, and realistically to kill all the people bacteria.
Yeah, kind of disgusting.
You know what? That's also true. Yeah. The chlorine doesn't kill all of it.
Yeah, because if it was warm and not hot enough, then it would just be soupy.
People soup.
It's a soupy river.
A people soup river.
Slow soup.
Slow people soup river.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, gross. Sorry about that.
Mike, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Hangtime Pale Ale from Blackstone in Nashville. It is very... I'll show you guys the design. It's a very tasty beer. The design on the front has a guy hanging out in a little hammock by this lake with a mountain in the background. A little puppy just kind of giving him a little smooch hello. And this beer in particular reminds me, definitely an outdoorsy beer. Not as much a hang around the campfire sort of thing. I'm thinking more of like a skipping rocks kind of deal.
Hmm.
Maybe it's early evening. Maybe the sun is just making its way behind the mountains.
Mm. Oh, paint me that good word picture. Oh,
Take me away.
Yeah. No, this one, it's a really tasty beer. I wish I was there right now. That sounds heavenly, actually. But yeah, are you guys, I know Matt is a big rock skipper, but that just really gets me going. I
love skipping rocks.
That time we were out at Percy Priest and went for an impromptu swim and did some stone skipping, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was definitely there. I was at that time.
I remember when we were all there.
Yep.
Making memories.
All together.
Yep. And swimming.
When we all were there.
I don't think I was there either.
No, all of us were there.
No, Chris, yeah, even I was there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I do remember now.
Right. It's all coming back to him.
It's all coming back.
Yeah, I drove down from Iowa.
Yeah, I did too.
Skipping, a couple times. It was exciting skipping rocks.
Brought a whole car rocks.
In Nashville.
That I've been saving
up. I drove from Iowa as well.
We brought our own gravel. It's the only way to get a good skip.
That good Iowa gravel.
Yeah.
That'd gravel? You can't skip gravel.
Oh, maybe not where you're from.
Iowa gravel? Okay. Okay.
Matt, I'm curious. What are you drinking?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you ask, Mike. I happen to be drinking the Hangtime Pale Ale.
No way. How about
this
that?
This is unplanned. I got this in a pack of a make-your-own pack of six at Kroger.
Same.
Only trouble I see here is, Mike, instead of mountains, because on the label there's a guy in a hammock, like you said, with mountains in the background. I don't know that these aren't giant tidal waves.
Oh.
There's no real telling. Yeah. So that just made this picture a lot more sinister.
His impending doom.
His impending doom indeed. Which, and I actually haven't tasted it yet. So let me go ahead.
Yeah, please, please.
Swig.
Yeah.
That sensory analysis is going to be really important for your answer.
Please be surfing. Could it please?
It
just
tastes
be maybe.
Like pale ale, I'll tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was gonna do the exact same as Mike with skipping rocks when I first drank it, but since he took it, I have to think of something else. And this one kind of reminds me of laying back and thinking about politics.
So anyway,
relaxing and thinking about politics, and you know, sitting back and thinking, you know, what people need to do in politics more. That's agree. They need to be more agreeable in Washington. And you know, another word for agreeable or agreement is covenant. Which reminds me.
Uh-huh.
There's a new movie coming out.
Okay. Wait, what does this have to do with the tsunami?
It's called Alien Covenant. And it's the next... The next.
How did we get here from
in
tsunami?
The saga.
I'm so happy.
Trace me back.
Of Sigourney Weaver and her phenomenal performance in Alien.
Okay, fine.
And that's what this beer reminds me of.
You know what would have been way better was hanging out with Sigourney Weaver as your hobby.
I mean, or surfing. Surfing would have been fine.
Trent, I have to ask you, are you drinking this beer?
No. I am not.
Okay, for my second question, have you ever drank this beer? If the answer is anything other than no.
It is, in fact, a no.
Hmm, interesting. Huh. Then I guess you can't really tell me what this tastes like.
So you're saying this one is the one.
This is the one.
Okay.
The one and... Only.
I don't even know why I tried like that would work in any situation ever. I don't know why. Anyway, I have gathered the boys here today to talk about past times in a way, should you choose this adventure. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because I've been watching Black Mirror and just seeing all this weird future stuff and getting partially spooked, but then partially excited by what some of it could be if it wasn't evil trying to kill everybody. But I don't know how necessarily these are linked, but I think it might be. But I wanted to talk about what you would do if money weren't a limitation. Like if you know, had ever made it big in something, like what would you want that to be?
Do you mean like with our free time or our hobbies or in terms of
like
what
yeah,
we
like
would if, do to fulfill ourselves or?
No, I think it's like life and choices, right?
Yeah, like if A, you were super rich and like didn't want to work but like wanted to do something like that, like if you said I wanted to travel the world taking pictures, like that's fine, like 100% yes. Or if you want to say I would love to be working for this company doing this or working at a studio producing this, like so, you know, if that makes sense,
if we had our way essentially.
Yeah, like what would you if you didn't have any sort of restrictions on you now? What would you like to just do as your everyday?
Do you want to start us off there, Trent? Do you got something?
Yeah, and I was thinking about it today, and I was trying to think of something maybe a little bit more glamorous, because the job that I think I would like is kind of a behind-the-scenes job, which is what I'm doing now in IT a little bit. But, like, I would love to be some sort of, like, comedy writer as, like, a part of a big network show. And maybe in, like, an SNL type where, you know, maybe I'm acting in, like, some bits, because I've always loved acting and doing characters, and it's just been a part of me growing up and being the goofball that I was. So I think that would be a lot of fun, and being able to just, you know, be with people and, like, be stressed out by, like, really trying to pursue my own excellence, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I'm stressed out because I want to be better, and, like, I don't want to be lazy, and, like, just having my work push me towards mm-hmm. that. I think that would be really cool. So that's... I don't know why I've been thinking about that. I know I've been talking to Matt about, like, maybe getting into writing something, and I talked to my older sister this week, and she's like, I've been thinking about writing a stand-up routine. I was like, do it. Like, I would love to just do that, just to even figure out what that's like and how to, you know, even try to shape comedy different than what I'm just used to in day-to-day interactions. So
that's cool.
What is Zach doing right now?
Zach's TV is at 300 miles an hour right now.
Were you whispering to us?
No, he's trying to get it turned down. His living room.
Yeah. that's yep.
That's Zach.
Sorry.
Trent, you mentioned something along the lines of finding work that pushes you to, like, I guess in the pursuance of being better. And I think that's an important aspect of, like, what we all should kind of pursue. Because, like, if you're, I guess, not in touch, not necessarily not in touch, because we all are as people, you kind of have to be. But if you're, I guess, lacking that sort of final fulfillment of what you do, like, I guess that's just kind of going through the motions. And that's just a slippery slope, too. That'll lead you into a spot where you're not, I guess, seeking out that final bit of yourself and your passion. So,
yeah. And I think, like, I have elements of that in my job now, because, like, I'm working in IT and I went to school for music production. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily related. So I don't have the training that somebody might have going into this job, but I've been around the company for a long time, and I've, you know, picked up stuff a long way just because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And so, like, now it's just like, I want to get good at computers because I'm not right now, and, like, that's just a really good skill to have, to be able to just, you know, troubleshoot, and I'm solving problems, and maybe it's not like, how can I make this joke funnier, but it's like, how can I do this better and you know, more efficiently, and communicate to that someone who doesn't necessarily speak the same language that I do.
That's so cool. I'm glad you find that in your work, because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's weird when, like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm fixing computers, but it's, I don't know, a lot less boring and a little bit more dramatic, and yeah.
Well, it's a lot of it is about attitude that, and I realized that recently for some reason. I thought about class. I thought about, for some reason, just going to class. And I remember when I went to class, I was just bored out of my mind and could not wait until the hour was over, and just trying to figure out how I was going to survive 2 hours of class. And I think back and I'm like, wow, I should have appreciated that so much more than I did. Like I have days at work where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this, and it's great. And they go by like that, and I mm-hmm. get a lot of work done. I feel great about myself. And then there's days where at 9:30, when I get there at 9, I'm like, wow, this day is dragging, and it's 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of your work and a lot of that having to do with class as well is all about how you think about going into it. If you choose to be mm-hmm. engaged and interested like you are at your work, you're going to find a lot more fulfillment than if you think about, you know, how boring or how bad you are at something. You're never going to gain if you start out an event subtracting from it.
Yeah.
So it's awesome that you're like, I'm going to repeat what Mike said. It's awesome that you're finding that in a job that, that probably could easily be seen in a different light if you took a bad attitude towards it.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why I even got the job, because, like I said, I didn't necessarily go to school for it, but just being there, I've just been like, yeah, teach me. Like, I don't know it now, but I can know it. Mm-hmm. So, and I think for that reason, like, I wouldn't be surprised if throughout my future, I work multiple jobs for, you know, 5 years at a time, just, you know, picking up one thing and then maybe taking part of that and trying another field, you know, related and just kind of branching off. And I just, I would not be surprised if that's the role my life took, because I just like learning and I feel like that's part
of
it.
Well, you're really good at it, and you have been since high school. And that's one thing that I know that people close to you have gotten mad at you about, being able to get things, like being able to understand things. Oh, Zach, do you have any personal experience with?
I agree wholeheartedly. Like, just, like, Trent is good at everything, like, always.
You guys feel bad about insulting me. This is too much. Someone needs to yell at me for something. I can't.
Trent, okay, you're not good at everything.
Okay, thank you. Zach, continue.
Except I'm grounded.
Okay.
True.
We don't need this. Wow, that was, to the listeners.
We're bringing out the feud, the Mike v. Trent
scoreboard.
League of Legends feud. I don't know if you can call that. I honestly don't know.
Rankings don't lie.
Rankings do lie.
Rankings often. Might lie, yeah.
Especially since I was ranked below you.
Yeah, rankings let's cut this. I'm not a bronze five.
Let's
get back on track.
Let's get back on
track. Yeah, we were talking about me, I believe. I'm Matt. I mean Trent.
Whoops. Ooh, wait. Ooh, what did you say? I don't remember. I don't think I heard you. Did you want to bring it back to me? Because I got more stuff I could talk about me for. I mean, about.
What?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want to. If you want to, Matt, I think we should.
No, I always do.
Let you.
Mike, put your shirt down.
Okay.
No, Mike, never. Do that again.
I got distracted.
Mike, never put your shirt down again.
We got so off the rails.
You distracted all of us. I got... that, and that's... You're bringing us... Okay, oh, so gosh. The shirt. The shirt, Mike...
Oh boy.
So Mike, if you could do any job you wanted to do, what? Would you choose to do one where you could be shirtless?
Absolutely.
Oh god.
I would lifeguard at every pool in the US.
At every pool.
I'm lifeguard talk, overlord.
I'm gonna be
let's talk logistics.
No running. Thus saith me.
Also, what is this voice?
I kind of like it.
It's
can we keep retconning this Mike lifeguard at every swimming pool?
This is a great character. This is a really good character.
Jimmy, I know what you did in the pool last week after you had that slushy snack, Jimmy.
What did Jimmy do in the pool?
He had a little accident.
What was the accident?
But the look on his face made it seem like maybe not an accident.
Did the pool turn blue?
I mean,
it was a red slushy, so
it was just red.
Or was it?
That doesn't sound good. Dun,
dun, that kid dun. Needs to go to the hospital. if it wasn't red going down, it should not be red coming up.
No, then we
if
actually need a real lifeguard.
Blue going in, it shouldn't be blue going
We need
out.
A real life lifeguard.
This fell apart. Mike, what would you actually do?
I mean, I feel like it's a very, kind of what everybody kind of wants to answer, but I want to see the world, or at least do my best in like understanding every sort of culture, because I know that this is a pretty
so give me like something more like driving the world as
okay. I like that direction a little bit better.
Would you want to be doing music?
To be honest, I found a lot more, at least passion and fulfillment for myself in performing. Although, I mean, even at that house show that we had, it was just a house show, but immediately following, I haven't like felt like that in a long time, or maybe ever. Like, it was a very surreal moment, even if it was just in front of some close friends of mine who came to a house show. If I could, I would want to, have, I want that feeling, but I want to experience that with different people in different places and kind of experience what that's like and see the world while I'm doing it. I have a lot of fascination for different cultures beyond like just Europe, because I mean, it's very easy to travel Europe because it's people speak English. But I want to, like, even if I don't perform music in these spots, I would like to see China.
Okay.
Like Asia and all these places. There's a lot that I want to do, guys. And although music is very important to me right now, it goes beyond that. And I think there's a lot to explore beyond just what I want to do, but what I kind of need to do. So I guess we'll see.
I wanna say two things about you particularly, Mike, and then we'll talk more about me. the first is that I think what made this house show so much more special than when you played in your junior high band and high school band is because you played original music, an entire set of original music, and it was original music that you were really proud of, mm-hmm. and rightly so. Like that makes a huge difference than playing other people's music and having them just sing along. Like you were able to get a whole group of people who maybe listened to your album once before then sing, you know, the chorus of Delilah three times.
Yeah.
Like that was really cool. So I wanted to say that. The second thing is that, I mean, traveling the world is cool, but on a more realistic day-to-day, like, you are in pursuit of your dream job right now and, like, making big strides. And that's something that I've been just viewing over the past 2 years with you, with your internship, and now more recently with you meeting with your bosses at Sony. But, I mean, they love you and can see the hard work you've put in. And you're meeting with them, which I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but I'll just say, from an outside perspective, sounded like it went amazing. Yeah. And you know, you have a high ranking guy in the business who wants to back you 100% in whatever you want to do. So you are right now queued up to be living your dream, and that is so cool, and it makes me a little bit scared for myself and makes me think about myself and what I'm doing, because I love my job at Warby Parker. It's a lot of fun. But, I mean, I went to school for the same thing you did. And to see you excel so much and to be in such a great place makes me not wonder what I did wrong. I don't regret anything I did, but, like, wonder what is in store for me in a realistic sense outside of the prompt that we have here
right tonight.
So I just wanted to say that real quick.
Well, thanks, Matt. I will touch on it. The bosses that I have that are from New York, they come to visit Nashville once a year for some meetings, meet with the labels here in Nashville and all that. And last night we went out to dinner, and I graduate in 2 months, and I've let myself known to them just like saying, hey, I want to pursue this company. I've got a lot of respect for Sony Music, and I told them like my aspirations, what I want to do. And yeah, Frank, who is my, like, the lead of the department, is very much on board with like connecting me with these people that are going to just send me so exactly on along the path of where I wanted to go and where I let myself be known. So I've put myself in a really good position in that sense. So as far as this goes, money has not necessarily given me direction, because I could have been a doctor. I could have done all that sort of thing. I'm smart enough for that, to toot my own horn. And like, I came here for the pursuance of what I wanted to do without money necessarily being that objective. And I am 2 months away from getting there. So it's extremely, extremely exciting. And it's not a relief yet, because I haven't found it yet. But hey, you guys will hear about it. Welcome to Poor Quality.
The Mike Show.
The Mike Show. It's all about me.
It's just a never-ending battle between you and I, who can talk about themselves more.
Yeah. What should I say next?
What about me, though?
I can't decide whether this is like really funny or really narcissistic and funny because of, like, you know what I mean? I said that poorly, but like, I know you guys are kidding, but it's really ironic that you're kidding about talking about yourselves by talking about, you know what I mean? Is that,
I don't think I get it.
Narcissistic, having an excessive or erotic interest in oneself and one's physical appearance.
Oh, well, in that case, yes.
Yes, Zach, thank you for noticing.
Indeed.
I think I just did that thing where I explained the joke.
You tried. So if we want to go deeper into the explanation, it was a case of double irony. Also, Trent just left.
Bye, Trent. Trent has had enough.
He's also been like paused and in one position for like the past 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you an update from Trent.
Well, at this point in time, I have lost connection to the internet. So, my apologies to everyone in the call. I hope they get along without me. Let's figure out what's going on.
And now, back to the podcast. He's been having internet problems. But the joke here was the double irony in that we made a joke about how we talk about ourselves, and then we do that, and it's like, which is what you pointed out, it's like, wait...
Wait a second.
Is this cool?
It seems fine.
It's okay, because they made fun of it, and they're self-aware of their own semi-selfishness and narcissism. I'm going to go pee real quick.
Should we... Wait, Matt. Before you go use the little boy's room.
Yeah.
Should we stock the beer fridge?
We certainly should. It's really good. Okay, I got to pee. Great.
Well, hey there, folks. It's me, Trent, again.
Just kidding. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, and there's Penny. This week, our show is sponsored by This Shower Thought. Waterboarding at Guantanamo Bay sounds super rad if you don't know what either of those things are. All right, back to the podcast.
We can talk more about us, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been the Mike and Matt Talking Forever show so far. I think Chris said one thing, and I think it was the name of his beer, and then he got interrupted, and then we started talking about ourselves.
Welcome to Poor Quality.
Do we want to just get back into it while we're waiting on Trent, just that we're not wasting too much time?
Yeah, that seems fine. He intro'd, so.
Yeah, I mean, he won't be able to react to a lot. Actually, he might be really sad if we start without him.
Yeah, I think.
You're right. You're right, me. You're right, me, for second guessing myself.
Good job, Matt.
It's a good goof.
Which part of it was the goof? I have the name of the podcast already.
Do you?
What is it?
It's called Mike and Matt Each Other Off. For 30 minutes.
I think that is family friendly and appropriate for everyone.
Well, I haven't really thought of a nickname yet. I should start to.
Yep. Get that written down so we don't have...
I haven't said
8 hours of
literally anything, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to try to talk very little in the second half because I spoke a lot.
No, you're fine. I think it was good. I think you had insightful things to say. Like, it made for a good podcast.
Good. That makes me happy. Also, I didn't actually know the exact definition of narcissistic, so that wasn't a full-on goof.
Excellent.
If it wasn't.
Could have been a doctor.
Could have been a doctor, eh?
Oh, I guess I did say that.
I thought that was funny, Chris. Zach's not listening. He's talking to his wife. His waifu.
Don't say it.
True.
Hurts my feelings.
You tell
it
him.
Hurts,
that.
Zach.
They can
tell her. Tell her we're all on her side.
They're all on your side.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Mike says you're welcome.
Tell her Trent's single.
Trent, what? No, I'm not going to tell her that. They wanted me to tell you that Trent's single. Guys, that's literally my worst nightmare, okay?
Maybe this will be the middle of the episode. This will be the start.
Because they spend a lot of time together.
Oh, no. Trent, why?
While I'm there, but I'm usually making an idiot out of myself.
That's why we love you.
Yeah, no, I should. I'm so
horny.
I'm in like the worst mood right now. It's unbelievable.
Mood? Mike's been in a mood all day.
Dude, I've been in a funk. It's weird.
I was in a bad mood earlier today. And I want a thing at work.
I might have a job post grad, and
I made a huge accomplishment. Mike made a huge accomplishment. We both had bad days. Trent has gone.
You're doing it again.
What's up?
You're doing it again.
Zach.
Who's doing it again?
Zach is calling us out again.
For what?
I don't know, I'm kidding.
Trent's here.
I don't get it.
Oh, Trent, you're in a bad mood? Let me tell you about how I'm in a bad mood and tell you about how bad my...
Oh, true.
No. That's not at all what we were saying. We were saying you're not alone.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Zach. Yeah, Duke.
I can't. I've put my foot in my face so many times.
I don't know what you said, but
that's pretty
very cool.
Pretty flexible.
He put his hand in his face so many times.
Foot in his face.
I'm just sorry. I'm sorry.
Was something genuinely mean said?
Oh, Trent, I don't know what you said, but can you bring us back in?
Okay, let me drink beer and get back into this, because, wow.
You left because you were upset?
Yeah. Mm-mm. He
seemed fine.
He ruined his internet because he was upset.
I was so upset.
Just pulled the plug on the internet.
Well, now that we've restocked the beer fridge and unplugged and replugged in our routers, we are back at it again with the podcast. Zachary, my dear friend, would you
yes
tell me what you would do if you were doing you?
This is something that I've not really known the answer to for a long time, and tried to figure out the answer to so that I could try and do what Mike's doing. I guess I just haven't really ever been able to. But my best guess from some of like the most fulfilling times that I've had would be like moving to somewhere in the mountains. In any particularly beautiful set of mountains, wherever that might be, and opening up like a small, like not necessarily a dive bar, but like a nothing too crazy, but with like really good, a good vibe and like a good place for people to come and hang out and like relax. And I would have a bunch of regulars that were all friends, who all ended up getting to know each other just because of like the bar itself, and I would take donations to keep the bar open rather than like charging people for drinks. So like if somebody had a bad day, like just pour them a beer and say, don't worry about it. But if somebody had like a really good day or they got a raise or something like that, like, hey, throw a couple bucks in the pot. Especially if money wasn't necessarily an option, but I think doing that and like being able to just kind of take time off and like relax and hang out for work and just like spend time making the town a better place through giving it an outlet, I guess, and a place where people can come and have a drink or two and hang out with their friends and unwind at the end of a long day.
I love that.
Where everybody knows your name.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
A Cheers vibe.
I've never seen that show, but I think,
yeah.
I was gonna just humbly say, I hope this is part of that. Part of that way there is this time now with us and drinking beers and hanging out and having a good time.
Trent, I don't know why Trent's crying again.
No, it's fine.
I honestly, I'm trying to figure it out.
I thought he meant like those particularly mountains on the can of his.
He was raising his can. Shall we all have a drink for the future?
You said cheers, and I know you're referring to the television series, but...
All right, we're all drinking, Trent.
Cheers.
Cheers, my boys.
So no one told you life
was gonna be... Zach.
Wait, nope. You can do that. That's copyright.
That's so much like Zach. The one thing he would do if money wasn't an object would be like to help other people. That's so Zach. I love this boy.
Well, with free beer.
Yeah,
well,
to enable their alcoholism.
like help is an interesting word when discussed. Yeah. It would be providing a really cool service. I don't know about any help that he's going to be providing with alcohol.
Let me help you.
Alcohol rarely helps. No, alcohol is more of an inhibitor.
It does
bring people together, though, and that I think that's his point.
Yeah, that sense of community. But,
yes, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
No. I'm totally in agreement. I love that. I love everything about what you said, Zach.
Thanks. I don't know. It just like...
What would you name your bar?
Oh, gosh.
Fugosh. I like it. Kind of got a foreign vibe to it.
It does have an interesting name.
Gosh.
You'd serve Thai food or something.
I would name the bar Poor Quality.
All right, what? I like it. On brand.
DM'd.
On brand.
DM'd. It's all a ploy.
I think. I don't actually know.
That's where we're going. That's where this podcast is heading. We're all going to move to Montana. And
in 40 years, you'll be able to watch Poor Quality live every night.
It'll be a Keeping Up with the Kardashians style documentary,
No. It's a one-on-one documentary where you have to pay a lot of money to just sit at this bar where we're just friends hanging out. You just get to watch us like hanging out.
It's essentially a live show, but you have to come and pay, and it's just us living life.
And it's four people at a time.
And there's live.
And there's posters of Sigourney Weaver everywhere.
Not in my bar.
Not in my bar. I got one rule here, and it's no alien references.
And please no talking. We're recording a show.
And please don't talk.
Also,
we're doing a live show.
Oh, we are live. Please and thank you.
On our streaming service.
On our live streaming service, where literally it's just live. The streaming is real life. Real life is streaming. The time is passing in real time.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there.
It's in an old mill.
Welcome to
the
show.
Please no outside food or drinks.
Please don't say.
So I feel like this is dead. Chris, what's...
Leave your kids outside.
Live with a studio audience, it's Chris.
Chris, what would you do?
See, I feel like the end of high school, I had it all figured out. And now I don't. Well, I don't know, because I came here, like, I'm not really sure what my dream is right now, because, like, I keep going back and forth with what I want to do for work, and... I don't know. Right now, I'm not really doing what I went to school for, but I'm not hating it. Like Trent said, like, I definitely find value in it, and I'm also doing IT and not music production or music recording, but I don't know. I guess my dream is still to do probably mixing, either musically or for... picture, but man, I don't know, because then I think of, like, well, I don't know, a lot of the people that I've met, that they're definitely great people in the music industry and in entertainment, but also there's a lot of people that I just don't know if I'd want to spend every day with, because I don't know, there's just a lot of, back to the Google definition, narcissism. And I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of good vibes, but there's definitely a lot of bad vibes. So I don't really know. I'm kind of at an impasse at the moment. But I think then when I really get down to it, though, if I can have a family and provide for that family that I love, I think that is the ultimate dream for me.
Mm.
it despite all of the things that I can't decide right now.
I love that.
I love Chris.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I'm undecided. But I think the dream is still be some kind of mixer. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. You have a serious knack for it. And I mean, of all the times to be, I guess, undecided, it's now. Like,
right.
We're all very similar in age. And although we've got a lot of time in front of us, there's reason to be persistent about what we want to do. But also we have to be open to the opportunities that come to us right now. And that's the reality of it. And that's what I like about this prompt too. If money wasn't an option, like that's a great insight as to who we are. Aside the whole career path thing, you know?
So yeah, I think it plays a lot into like, if we could live anywhere and it was like, well, if money's not an option and it's like, well, it's not like, just go do it. Like yeah. It is a factor, but to what extent should it be, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess if I am very directly following the prompt, if money wasn't an object, I'd be full-time just sitting at home mixing.
Yep.
And instead of, like, I got part of the reason, I mean, part of it is I do at times enjoy IT, but the other reason I got the job is so that I could pay the rent and stay in Nashville so that I can try and do the mixing sure. thing too.
Mm-hmm.
So money definitely does, I guess, fall in there. Somewhere. Yeah.
And I think what you said too at the end there is also just huge, because I mean, growing up, when people asked me when I was real little what I wanted to be when I grew up, I did respond with a mommy. And I don't think
wait
biologically that's gonna work out great.
That just shows an excess of respect uh-huh. for women.
Good on you, Trent.
I was just speaking my sweet little heart.
No,
definitely.
I've always wanted to be like the Mr. Mom figure or whatever. Like, I don't know, it sounds sexist, but like being a stay-at-home dad would be the best job.
Guys, I've been trying to convince Hannah to let me do that for years, and I'm not joking about that. I've been joking about being a stay-at-home dad, and she's like, nah. I'm just like, oh.
Now you know, Hannah.
I've been subtly trying to push Lita into going back to school so that she gets her master's degree and like earns way more than I do. So it's just like when we have kids, it's like, well, who's going to stay home with the kids? Like,
I guess it'll be me.
If I have to. Okay.
You got a big high-paying job, you know.
Someone's got to just hang out. I'll get more Cheetos.
All right. I'll give up my career.
I'll bite the bullet this time.
But can you get groceries? I'm swamped today
with the kids.
The kids are...
I don't want to hook up the car seats in my Jeep.
Anyway, you can take them to soccer practice because I'm could you bring, tired.
I just opened this beer, too.
Yeah, can you... Wait, actually, could you grab me a beer?
Hey, Trent, want to go on a date?
Nope.
That's a pull from a part I thought I wasn't going to leave in.
Yeah, no, for all of my listeners, she's referencing me talking about my worst nightmare, which is my lovely wife leaving me for my wonderful best friend who's good at everything.
Is that a joke you have?
What?
That is a joke we all share.
Yeah, that's a joke.
She's not.
Not real. Not she, real here.
She's not more worried about you leaving her for me? I guess that's where I'm insulted. Yeah,
I mean,
I feel like that's a mutual fear.
Yeah, see, she didn't even have to know what it was, and she was just like, that you're going to leave me for Trent?
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, it's fine.
Trent's just that homewrecker on both sides of the plate.
If push comes to shove, we can all just go get a condo and retire on the beach somewhere and skip rocks.
Love it.
And the mountain
beach.
See,
that also
by the bar.
Would be a nice dream.
The mountain beach.
Doing nothing.
Yeah.
You can see the beach from the mountain.
And you can see the mountain from the beach.
Wow, what a world. It's like California.
Hey, Matt, what's your dream?
If money wasn't an object, well, since Chris kind of took my family one, I'm going to say I want a jet. I want two jets. I want a fleet. of jets. I want 15 jets all flying in synchronization. I want them to all have those cloud tails and to write funny calligraphy in the sky for all to see. For I am the rich Matt, and I don't care about anything but skywriting. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Money's changed, Matt. Can we talk about that?
Matt's different.
Matt's different since he won the quirky lottery.
Because didn't we even touch on that during our duo?
He's got seriously obsessed with skywriting.
And now he's talking about himself in the third person? It's weird, guys.
Something's gone wrong.
Chris, what did you say?
I said, didn't we touch on that in our duo?
I think so. I think we both said it then, and I'll say it again. From ever since I was like, I learned what the lottery was, I always kind of imagined what I would do with it. And I've always come back to the same thing for as long as I can remember, is that I don't want a huge house. I don't want to live lavishly. I want to have so much money I don't know what to do with, and then be comfortable. For my family and I to live a normal life, but to never, ever, ever worry about money. Like that's just not even a thing. Like I would have a modest house, and then say if my wife wanted a fancy or an expensive car, no problem. Got it. If I want a fancy car, no problem. Got it. If we want a new TV, if we want to change knock down a wall, make a huge, you know, just.
I want just, a suit of gold. Just a just suit.
Fine.
One of gold. Suit of gold fur. I want fur gold.
But Matt, what would you do with your time?
What would I do with my time? And that's part two. I'm right there with Chris in that I'm doing a job that it's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just that I don't know really what I'm doing there because I have so many other interests and I went to school for music business and with an emphasis in production. And I'm doing, I mean, the only, aside from my own sort of music as a hobby, I'm not really using my business degree in a customer service, job, which is like not bad because I do enjoy it, but I don't it's not where I would have imagined myself when I was in high school or even college, which again isn't a bad thing. It's been really good for me and it's been fun and I've been able to make it fun for myself, but I don't know really what I'm doing there right now. In terms of if money wasn't an object, what I would do, that is an excellent question because I don't really know. Because one thing I know about myself is that if I don't have something to do, I spiral into depression. Like if I don't have something, and this happens with like weekends if I'm all alone, if Mike and Chris are gone, this happened a couple of times over the summer, if I'm alone for like an entire weekend not interacting with anybody, I spiral. So I'd need to figure out, if money wasn't an object, I need to figure out what to do day to day. And I don't know if that would be something simple like a hiking instructor, you know what I mean? Or a camp counselor or something in that sort of position where it doesn't have to make really any money, but it fulfills me in a human interaction sense where I can teach and I can give back and I can do something where I feel like I've done something in my life. And then it just goes right back to Chris. I want my family to be comfortable and to never want for anything. So that's mine.
I'm surprised it's not something in entertainment.
Yeah, I would. That's what I was kind of thinking too. Like, but I totally get what you mean. Like, I was sitting here thinking about like camp counselor as well. Like, because it just like, you know, either whether it's like an adventure guide and you're taking people, or like a camp counselor and you're like hanging out with kids and like just being outside and doing something with them. Like,
but if you think about it, and I've thought about this in terms of teaching, which I certainly would have done if I hadn't gone for music business and still might be something I do with my life. Every day when you're teaching or leading is a performance. And though it would be cool to, you know, be wildly famous and to be adored by millions, which obviously I would be, and to be, but to be an icon, to be, you know, looked at the way I look at the celebrities that I look up to, I think that'd be really cool, and it's something that we all, as sort of the everyday American, I think we all have that dream of being famous and recognized everywhere we go. But I feel like I'd be way more fulfilled just on, and this is just going right back to what you said, Zach, to be on a more local level, to be locally known as a do-gooder, to be locally known as the guy that, you know, that does give out those tours or that helps out at the camp and everybody knows all your kids and they all, you know, think he's the cool counselor and then he can have conversations with the adults as well. You know, just I feel like a local presence is going to be much more fulfilling for me and much more meaningful than a group of strangers. Though don't get me wrong, I think that'd be super cool as well.
You want to have a bigger impact on people you know and want to impact rather than having a small, or not necessarily small, but relatively speaking, smaller impact on a larger group of people that you don't necessarily know.
Right. And I mean, my performance side of myself wants to go back on that and say, no, I want to be famous. I want to do stage shows and I want to be on TV and stuff like that. I do think that'd be a lot of fun, but moving forward and thinking a little more realistically in this relatively unrealistic prompt, I think I would be happier just knowing that I had a community that knew me and that I knew and that we gave to each other in that, you know, in that couple of different ways.
Looking at this more realistically too, kind of like you're saying, there's reason to kind of go about our futures in a sense that, like, well, money isn't necessarily an objective and it's not necessarily something we can or we should adhere to and let that define how we carry ourselves as people or the impacts that we have on others. Because I mean, it goes far beyond pieces of paper that you exchange for food and goodies and treats and snacks.
I think it's also just important to remember that, I mean, no matter where you're at in life, like your current life situation doesn't have to be your current life situation. Like, you can make changes and you can, like, even if that's like what it is now, like, it doesn't have to be that in 5 years, you know, like if you start making the changes or start changing your outlook to, you know, just be aware of these things and say, you know, I want to be here. Here's where I can start. And maybe it's not exactly what I want, you know, forever, but I'm going to keep that in mind with the decisions I do make.
Yeah. No, and I think Chris and Matt both hit the nail on the head. Like, as long as your family's comfortable and you can provide for them, like, that's really all the money you need. And I think ideally, Lita and I have been talking about this a lot lately, but like, what do we really need to be happy? Like, if all of these things are what would make us happy, like, none of us wanted, well, I mean, Matt wanted 15 jets writing air calligraphy, but
yeah.
Other than that,
but aside, like, from that, yeah,
none of us said anything that was terribly expensive, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if you can make your frame of reference or your, I guess your ideal of what makes you happy or your, I'm expressing myself very poorly, but I think any reasonable person can figure out what I'm trying to say. But like, if you raise your kids and you change your mindset to something that, like, yeah, we don't have the biggest house, but like, we get to go hiking every morning or like, and that's what makes us happy. So we don't really need that. If you can change your mindset so that it matches that, then you won't ever want for anything because of a lack of money.
Which is fun because that sort of ties it all together as we wrap up the podcast, in that it's not this relatively unrealistic prompt that we started with has become within our grasp and something that we can definitely do in our lives.
I was even going to bring it back to, like, part of what I wanted to do, like, this is a part of, like, we wanted to make a podcast for years now, and I've spent my whole life listening to different radio shows and programs where, you know, people were just talking. And this is something that I always wanted to do. And so to be here with you guys and to be doing this every week is awesome and has inspired me to, like, maybe see, you know, what would it like to try writing out some sort of web series or, you know, to start looking at actually sitting down and being intentional about comedy and seeing if there is anything there. And even not, like, if that's what I'd want to do, like, I can still do it when I'm not working, you know, like, I can still choose to pursue the things that I am fulfilled by, regardless of if I'm making it or just doing it as a hobby.
Yep.
That's super cool.
But if you are listening and enjoying the show, what are you going to say? Oh, Matt's finishing his beer, so he can bottoms up. But if you are enjoying the show and you are an adoring fan and you want to get in contact with us, it would be super duper cool if you send us an email so we could know who you are, how you found out about the show, if you like the show, if you hate the show, if you have a good beer you want us to try, like, literally anything. It would be great to know that you exist. Even if we do know you, just drop us a line. I was thinking that maybe all of our adoring fans just emailed us all at once and then broke our Gmail server.
That's probably that's what it was.
And that made a lot of sense. So if you are listening, if you could just send us an email so we can know it's back up and running from the overload on our system.
Sure. And I know Amazon had some trouble with their servers. Amazon had some
trouble. I work in IT, so I know things about computers.
I know lots of things
about. I restarted my router earlier. I unplugged it, got the toothpick and a little reset button.
You don't think of that every day.
Yeah, IT number one is reboot always.
Reboot
always. Anyway, please email us. I won't yell at you.
And please reboot before you
reboot before you email.
Just reboot your devices. If it's been a minute since, if you can't remember the last time you rebooted your computer.
Stop referencing the reboot. I'm cutting that part.
Okay. Rude.
It's not rude. It's off topic.
Well, I was trying to weave it. Anyway. I was on a sentimental level, and now I'm trying to...
rally. I'm so shook.
I'm going to finish my beer.
Reboot, Trent. Reboot. Let's say reboot again.
We got to say funny stuff about reboot so that Matt can't cut it.
I was out shoe shopping the other day because my...
Stop.
Because my reigning shoes have a hole in them.
Trent, nope, stop.
I've got a new pair, I had a reboot.
Who have you been?
I have been... Oh, man. Yikes.
Excellent. You wouldn't believe how badly I have to pee right now.
Because do it at the end. Sorry, I was just... weird out this episode.
You're also gone for half of it.
Yeah, that's true.
We actually recorded another episode in between when you were gone.
I figured you might have.
Bonus content.
Bonus content.
Bless you.
Yeah.
No. Please. Oh, we're so close.
I've been
oh my god.
Just you nailed it.
I have been Trent Schroeder.
Oh no.
Oh no. Who did he marry? Find out next week.
On More Quality.
Rita, I guess when you remarry Trent, you have to keep my last name.
Wait.
We'll find out next week. The drama continues.
I've been Zach Reboot Schroeder.
No!
Yeah!
Okay.
Just kidding. I've been Zach. You can see the beach from the mountain, Schroeder.
Okay.
Thank you.
What about the mountains from the beach?
I thought you were going to say TV that. Guide.
I have been Michael. You can see the mountains from the beach, Wadena.
Wait.
Oh.
The yin and yang.
Tying it all together.
I was going to, mine was taken.
What?
Ooh. Who took yours?
Are you going to be Chris Schroeder too?
I've been Chris Unsure O'Brien.
Unsure.
So I was going to go with Reboot, but
oh,
very cool.
Interesting.
It's okay.
I've been Matt Slow People Soup River.
Gross. What a way to end the show. Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. Now, this particular show has been poor quality
in a number of ways.
But what else did you expect?
I can't expect anything other than what you get.
17 episodes in, you should know by now.
17 episodes. We're almost to our second duo. Okay.
I'm almost legal.
Stop, Mike.
Sorry.
Weird.
Stop your recording.
Okay, stop.
Before we get anywhere.